not a hole. Well, I don't know. I think we call them snake feeders.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Now, what other kinds of stinging insects are there around here?
Well, there are wasps, hornets, yellow jackets, honeybees.
All right. Now, are there different kinds of hornets?
I don't think so.
What does a hornet look like?
Well, he's a larger thing than a yellow jacket, and he's darker colored.
Now, the yellow jacket is the yellow is the yellow jacket smaller than a
hornet?
The
hornet, yeah.
Uh-huh. And and how about the wasp?
Well, the wasp is longer, but I guess he's slimmer made. Mm-hmm.
What kind? Have you seen all of their nests? Have you seen the nest of all three of them?
Sure.
What does a hornet's nest look like?
Well, it's generally something in the shape of a ball, a balloon.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And where do they build them?
Well, they build them all the way from down close to the ground, just way up high in trees.
Uh-huh. And what about the wasp?
Well, they generally build them up against the roof or ceiling of a overhead ceiling or something, or just about anywhere in there.
You have those wasps that don't sting?
No, I don't think so.
That build this kind of nest kind of out of mud or dirt?
So in that barn there, I've seen them where they, mud, where they build those mud, I don't know. I don't know whether they sting or not. I never did contact them.
I didn't get close enough to them, huh?
No.
Did you call that something else or just call it a wasp?
Mud dauber.
Yeah. And then now what about the yellow jacket nest? What does a yellow jacket look like? Is that the kind of yellowish one?
Yeah, small. And he's mean too. He'll really sting you.
Is that probably the worst stinging of the three?
I'd say they can sting you the quickest.
Uh-huh.
Most of them get on you quick.
Do they bother you even if you're not bothering them?
No, you've got to disturb nearly any of the insects like that.
Now, where does a yellow jacket make its nest?
Generally in the ground. In the ground.
Now, underground?
You find a hole in the ground.
They throw a hole. Have you ever dug one up and seen what it looks like?
Sure.
What do they look like?
The nest?
Yeah.
Well, it's just like a wasp nest, only generally a whole lot bigger in diameter.
With kind of like little combs in there?
That's right.
I heard that one of these makes honey.
Well, I've always heard the bumblebees made honey.
Yeah.
But
you never heard of the yellow jackets or hornets making honey or wasps.
No.
And then these little things that sting you that draw blood.
Sweat bee.
Yeah, no, there's the sweat bee. What other kind of things are there kind of like the sweat bee?
I can't think of anything.
Kind of fly.
Well, it's a deer fly, we call it.
Uh-huh.
It'll bite you. And there's different kind of flies that will really bite.
Have you heard of a buck fly?
No, I don't believe everything.
What does a deer fly look like?
Well, it's a broader fly than a house fly.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, its wings. It's got this kind of speckled.
Uh-huh.
Colored. It's about the size of a house fly, except it's spread out a little.
All right. And then these things these little things that they're much smaller than flies, and they're just their bodies just look about like a little line, and they have these very small wings, and they get on you and draw blood out, and it causes an itching. You see them all the time.